Blog Talk Radio.
The Ata Ewakan, sacred wind, you are like the great mystery, moving in all places, in all people, in all things. You cannot be seen, yet we feel your presence and see your power in the dancing prairie grass and the flight of the eagle. Whisper to our spirits, help us to find wisdom once again. We are made of earth, fire, water, wind. We share one earth, one sun, and one moon. Let us live together as one people. Help us, great mystery, to mend the sacred hoop, to heal our brokenness, and to find once more our place in the web of life.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Messages of Light. I'm your host, Amanda, every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. My guest today is Alina Phoenix. She's a pretty cool lady. She does some amazing emotion code, body code, and she also makes really cool organized. We're going to talk to her today and see what she's up to and see what she wants to talk about. Some announcements I have is there's a pretty cool rock shop in High Ridge, Missouri called Prospectors. So you guys should check it out. They have lots of cool gems. And I want to advertise Java Zen Coffee. It's a very good superfood coffee that makes you not have jitters. So go to javazen.co. Shout out to Jan Wallach and her sons. They created that. If you are enjoying our show today, you can go to PayPal and donate to Starwaya, Starwaya at hotmail.com. Any donation is appreciated. I want to advertise our free water store. I get my water up there. It's really good. It's on Forum Parkway in Chesterfield. Shout out to Shannon Schindler. That's a pretty cool thing. So We're going to get started. Our second half of the show, we're going to take callers, 347-237-5339. Hit one on the keypad, and we'll Elaine and I will talk to you about, well, she'll talk to you about whatever you have going on, and she'll share what she's willing to do to take calls. So just hit the number one on your keypad. I'm going to welcome Elaine to the show. Hi, Elaine. How are you today?
Hi, Amanda. Thank you so much for having me on your show today. I'm excited to be here.
I'm excited we got you on the calendar and it worked out so peacefully and nicely. I mean, I know things come up with people and energies are so interesting. I mean, I know that's kind of what you work with. So I appreciate your time and you coming on today.
Oh, absolutely. And I figured people probably want to know a little bit more about me before they hear anything about what I have to say. So I'm kind of a lifelong natural medium, intuitive empath. I've had weird experiences my whole life, never really fit in, didn't really start figuring out exactly what all that was about until a few years ago. And once I started embracing my differentness, I became a certified emotion code body code practitioner. I became certified in some EMF balancing techniques such as the conscious commitment activation and the world vision activation. I'm a certified aromatherapist and wellness advocate. I'm a Gaia grid worker and organite creator. I just do all kinds of things, and I'm very into the woo-woo. So,
Well, that's great that you're into the woo-woo, and that's exciting. You're into aromatherapy. I love doing essential oils as well, and I found that the organite that you make also keeps you nice and grounded. And I actually
need that right now.
Yeah, I actually just love sharing what you do. You know, like as an organite with people, and I tell them, you know, you definitely need it in your car. On your phones, wherever you can get it, you know, and you do a great job.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. I was actually going to talk about that in just a little bit, but if anybody wants to learn more about me, they can go to my website, phoenixhealingcreations.com, or you can follow me on Facebook at fb.me/phoenixhealinggc. Which is where I used to have my office in Gibson City, but now I work from home. But one of the first things I wanted to talk about today was, have you seen the Schumann resonance over the last couple of days?
Oh, yes. It's very interesting.
Isn't it, though? It's doing some things that I have never seen it do, and I've been paying attention on and off to the Schumann resonance for over 10 years. One of my colleagues back in the day introduced it to me because he would track it with following earthquakes. And so I would start tracking it kind of based on how I was feeling. And what I would notice is a strong correlation between very big spikes in the Schumann resonance and physical issues that I was having. So right now we've got these very interesting, really beautiful, fractal DNA-looking patterns. It is spiking higher than it has ever spiked before. So previous highest spike in the Schumann resonance that was ever recorded was previously 135, and it has gone all the way up to 190 in the last 48 hours or so. So people are going to be experiencing symptoms from this. This is not this is not an individual experience. We are globally going through this. And so
I was
going
to say it's got to be global.
Yes. I actually connected with Gaia, and I muscle tested some questions to try and figure out what's going on because nobody's ever seen this before. And you might have seen some stuff going around on Facebook or the internet or whatever, and there's a lot of very authoritative sounding things going on out there. And I just want to make sure that people know that, honestly, we're all just trying to figure out what's going on because nobody's ever seen this before. So use your discernment, check in with your gut, see if it feels true to you, because we're all just casting around trying to figure out what's going on. So I did a little Facebook post. I'd just kind of like to read and share some of the questions that I asked. and the answers that I got to try and help people understand a little bit more about what's going on. Again, you know, I too, no idea what's going on. I'm just trying to figure this out as best I can. And muscle testing for me, super accurate all the time. That's how I do my work. And, you know, and I do guarantee that what I find is going to be relevant, or I refund people's money, and I trust in it that much. So these are kind of some of the questions and answers that I asked yesterday about the Schumann resonance. So the first thing that I asked was, is there something wrong with it? And I got a no. And then I asked if there's something wrong with the equipment, or if the equipment measuring the Schumann resonance has been upgraded or something that could account for this pattern. I got no on both of those. I asked if it's something that we should be concerned about, and I got yes. I asked if it was a bad thing for humanity. I got no. If it's a good thing for humanity, I got yes. I asked if this is negatively impacting the physiology of humans. I got no. And then I asked if it's causing physical symptoms for humans. I got yes. And then when I muscle tested what percent of humans are having symptoms from this, I got 100%. So there's another confirmation that this is affecting all of us. So some of the symptoms, and I also kind of muscle tested what percent of people would be experiencing these different kind of symptoms. Some of these symptoms I've experienced myself. I've read from other people that they could experience, so I just add them all to a list. Tired, 53% of people would be experiencing tired. Appetite changes, 84% of people are going to be experiencing appetite changes. Headaches, 42% of us. Physical pain of some sort, 94% of us. Inflammation actually gave me a no. Digestive issues are anticipated to impact about 42% of us. Sleep disturbances, 87% of us. Dizziness, balance issues, clumsiness, 92% of us. And then I was inspired to add things like accelerated detoxification. 53% of us are going to be experiencing accelerated detoxification. Accelerated healing, that's happening for 98% of us. And then accelerated deterioration, I also added to that list, and that's going on for 7% of us. Those last two numbers are interesting to me because I don't quite comprehend how 98% can be experiencing accelerated healing while at the same time 7% are experiencing accelerated deterioration. But I suppose that might have a distinguishment between, like, mind, body, heart, and soul. I don't know. But anyway, other symptoms. 33% of people are going to be experiencing some sort of other symptom that I didn't think to ask about. This also muscle tested no as far as did humans cause this, and also no on if an extraterrestrial influence is causing this. I got a yes that this is beneficial for our planet. Yes, this is affecting our DNA expression. Yes, that this is an evolutionary force. And then I asked, is there any message that Gaia wishes us to know about these changes? And I got yes, and then words just started flowing through me. So apparently my channeling abilities are just getting just like kind of blown wide open. But here is what Gaia had to say. All is well. This is not something to be feared, but to be welcomed. We are awakening dormant parts of DNA in preparation for the next steps towards peace on Earth, in a higher level of compassionate consciousness manifest. Rest is very important right now, as is surrender. There will be far greater discomfort in pushing through and resisting these changes than if you relax and trust what is happening. Notice. Notice what is coming up inside you and around you at this time. Practice viewing it all through the lens of loving compassion, especially that which is considered most inappropriate and most unlovable, for these are the parts that need love, understanding, and compassion the most. Triumph does not mean destroying the dark. It means integrating it. And then that was the end of that transmission. So, yeah, that was kind of powerful coming through.
Yes, that's very powerful. Wow.
Yeah. So some other things that came through as far as helping us to more comfortably and easily sort of integrate these new energies are hydration with electrolytes, first and foremost. So you might be feeling extra thirsty, drinking a lot, having it run right through you, feeling like it's not, you know, hydrating you properly. This is your body actually needing electrolytes. Our energetic systems are getting adjusted and upgraded, and having sufficient electrolytes in your body is going to assist that energy to move more freely and easily through you. Naps, okay, so here's your homework. You got to take a nap. I know all of us adults out there are just so upset and disappointed to be told that we have to take naps. But sleep changes and disruptions are going to be incredibly common through this process, and we need to also accommodate our body's increased need for rest at this time. So even a 10 or 15-minute power nap that you can fit into your day, even like over a lunch break or something, can make a very big difference in helping you to feel better, because it's when we're asleep that our body really does its best healing. The other thing to be aware of is that we don't just have all of this stuff going on with the Schumann resonance. We're also being hit by massive, major, repeated solar flares that are causing our magnetosphere of our planet to fluctuate. And we also have a personal magnetic field. So the big magnetic field fluctuation that is impacting the planet is also impacting us. And it can cause increased physical discomfort, dizziness, inflammation, exacerbate chronic issues when our personal magnetic field goes out of balance. So if you just grab a little old refrigerator magnet off of your fridge, it doesn't have to be anything special, and stick it into your pocket or into your bra, this can help you stabilize your magnetic field against these fluctuations and can really help increase your physical comfort. And then the last thing is listen to your body on food. Your appetite is going to be undergoing changes. Eat when you're hungry. Don't force it when you're not. I strongly recommend increasing more organic fruits and vegetables, and I'm also feeling strongly like starchy vegetables, roots and tubers like potatoes, sweet potatoes, rutabagas, etc., are really going to be very supportive in helping us to ground these new energies into our body at this time. So those are some things that I really feel like we can all do to help our bodies accommodate all of these big new energies that we are being bombarded with. The other thing to be aware of is I've been paying attention to what a lot of other people are saying about the Schumann resonance and stuff. And there's a lot of people that are talking about, you know, timeline shifting, timeline jumps, accelerations, all of these things. And so another thing that I'm aware of with the new energy is that many of the tools that we used to use in the older energy time frame, they're going to have to evolve or they're going to become obsolete, because in the new energy, many of the old rules no longer apply. And so I'm told that a lot of healers that have been doing this kind of work for a long time are experiencing some difficulties in the shift, especially if they're super used to doing it one way and then all of a sudden that doesn't work as well anymore. Has nothing to do with your technique. Your technique is wonderful, but the energies have changed and we need to learn how to change with it. There are no tools in this new energy. This is something that we've never before experienced. So it's up to develop these new tools. And our tools are our consciousness and our intuition. So, you know, it's going to be one of those things, test the hypothesis and report back what you find, sort of a thing, and we're just going to have to help each other through. My intuition says that as of right now, future seeing tools especially are particularly affected due to the timeline jumps, accelerations, and shifts that we're experiencing right now. So if you've had a bunch of future readings and things like that, which I personally have had of late, and then things end up like being completely not right, it has nothing necessarily to do with the accuracy of the reader that was doing those readings for you. What it has to do with is the fact that everything's kind of up in the air. We got a lot of wild cards. This energy is shifting and changing. We're moving into a new paradigm. We are actually being encouraged to release the illusion of control that these tools of the future were giving us, and to get comfortable using our conscious intent and moving forward by following synchronicity towards our intended creations. So this is a much more intentional energy, in my personal opinion. But again, I'm really just trying to figure it out. Nobody really knows what's going on. This is what feels true to me. Always use your own discernment. Take what feels true for you and then, you know, move on from the rest. So that's
exactly
what I have to say about all of this fun new energy we've got going on right now. And it's just so much fun. I can't hardly stand it.
It's very interesting. I'm glad to see that you're working with these energies and that you're working with emotion code, body code, and making a difference. That's really nice, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, this kind of stuff goes in with my Gaia grid work and also with my Organite stuff. When I've been a collector of Organite for over a decade, probably getting close to 15 years at this point, when I found out that I was super EMF sensitive. So when I got my first cell phone, I'd hold my cell phone and my hand would hurt and then it'd shoot up my arm and that would happen every time I'd use my phone. So I got on the little internet and I'm like, well, what is this? What could be happening? Found out that I'm not the only one, found out about EMF sensitivity, and then I'm like, okay, well, what can I do about it? And that's when I learned about Organite as a way to mitigate these EMFs. So I've been a collector for a really long time. And I'm super sensitive. And one of the things that I've noticed is that a lot of the Organite that I've collected over the years, it used to work, and then as the signals that humanity has emitted has evolved, they no longer work. And so back in 2020, I found myself with a little bit of time on my hands. So I decided to start creating my own Organite with my best friend, Abby. And so what I did was I connected with Gaia and I muscle tested the question, what do I need to put in this Organite to make it the strongest, most beneficial Organite that I can possibly conceive of? And so that's when I came up with a 29 different metal and crystal blend in crushed and powdered form. And I also do dowsing as one of my things that I do with the dowsing rods to try and measure energy fields and find vortexes and running water and things like that. And so I would douse my Organite, and I can get a larger effective energy field out of a quarter-sized piece of Organite than in my previous strongest piece of Organite that I had, which was like a large pyramid, probably weighing 4 pounds, that I got from a gentleman who's no longer with us. And that one had a energy field of about 8 feet. With my quarter-size piece of Organite, I can get like a 12-foot radius. So it's a lot more convenient to carry around. It's very grounding. I know that I'm not the only one that's making really wonderful Organite, and there are a lot of really amazing, beautiful creators out there that are doing excellent work. And in my opinion, to be effective against the full range of the different frequencies that are emitted today, you know, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, 3G, 4G, 5G, et cetera, it needs to include 4 essential ingredients: shungite, citrine, selenite, copper. Those should be the 4 ingredients included in the Organite to make sure that it will mitigate the full range of what's being emitted today. So shungite is the one stone that I am aware of that can by itself mitigate all of the various different EMFs that are being emitted right now. It's got a really beautiful crystalline structure, and the trouble is when it's by itself, it very quickly becomes exhausted. And so if you've got shungite on your phone or you're using shungite pyramids, things like that, you need to make sure that you're charging that extremely frequently or put it on a disc of selenite, something like that, so it stays perpetually cleared and charged so it can keep doing the job that you need it to do. Selenite and citrine are two stones that are high enough vibration that they never need to be cleared or charged, so they can be used to clear and charge the other stones. And so those are included in the organite to make sure that it's perpetually cleared and charged. And then copper is the universal amplifier. So that one will exponentially increase the effectiveness of the organite that you are getting if it's got those four particular stones in there. There are a couple of metals and stones that I would avoid in organite, mainly because it's been used by the other side and those frequencies have been co-opted. First one is aluminum. I would avoid using aluminum in organite. That has actually been used as a weapon against humanity, and I don't feel that it does a positive thing when we put it in the organite. And then fluorite. Fluorite and fluoride, right. It's another one that's been kind of weaponized against humanity. And so those two particular things I would avoid in the organite that I'm collecting. Or creating. I don't put either one of those in my organite, and I would suggest avoiding those. That's my intuitive knowledge on that subject. But if you are interested in my particular organite, you can go to my website, phoenixhealingcreations.com. I have a lot of pieces available. I have the history. I have my full recipe on there. I've got evidence and testimonials because I believe that it's really important to actually be able to see a physical difference in actual reality in order to be able to claim something as effective. So I've got, you know, some really interesting things like tomatoes that just lasted on my counter for months and months, a flower that I put on a disc of organite that stayed good for weeks, even though it had no water whatsoever, plants, gardens that came back and bloomed and blossomed even after like 5G was installed nearby. So a fish that changed color and became less aggressive when organite was placed next to the fish tank. So I personally like collecting actual evidence and physical reality, not just like, oh, I feel like it does something. And, I mean, that's not to say that our feelings are invalid. But, you know, we do live in a world of skeptics, and I have a tendency to be a little skeptical myself. I'm someone that wants to know, and I want to see the proof. Want to see the proof in the pudding.
Exactly. So, well, it's like when you took that disc out of your pocket and you put it against the tea I had, and it changed the frequency in the tea. That was really amazing.
Oh yeah, I remember that. We muscle tested at the restaurant. So yeah, that was one of the ways that you can tell if organite is working, or if anything is good for you, really. So I do suggest that people learn that art of muscle testing, because your body will tell you what's good for you or bad for you by either staying strong or going weak. And that's like the super, super simple, short version of how that works.
Mm-hmm.
How many hours do we got? But,
exactly.
Well,
and I want to tell you, it's just kind of interesting. So I had my cell phone, and I was looking and I was thinking, oh, I have two cell phones. So the other one had, the shin guide had dropped off. It was a little circular piece. And I thought, well, that's weird. I wonder where it went. It kind of took hiatus, a vacation, I think. And it's gone.
Uh-huh.
So I thought, well, I'm going to get one of those little pieces that Elena has and put that on the back of my phone. And I'll tell you, it's lasted. It stayed there. So I'm going, well, that's making
good.
A much better difference than
wonderful,
the shin guide.
Wonderful.
But I do love shin guide, and it's a very good stone, but I agree it doesn't recharge.
Yep.
And
so,
I do know shin
guide
cleanses water, and so does
yes, it does.
The organite. So it's very cool. I really loved watching you, you know, transform that tea. It was very interesting. I just find all the stuff fascinating.
Yeah. Oh, that's one of my favorite things to do when I go and do events is to muscle test people on stuff. I'll muscle test them on their cell phone, show them how when they turn on their cell phone and they hold it, like they completely go weak. And then we put the organite on their phone and they go strong, like they're super strong. And then the second that I take it off, they're weak again. I love doing that. I've done this with things like artificial sweeteners, sugar, people's cigarettes. you know, people will come up with their cigarettes or their vape, and I'm like, hey, let's just see something. I want you to, you know, first we get a baseline to see what their strength is when they're not holding the substance. Then I have them hold the substance, and if the substance is bad for them, they go weak. They cannot hold their arm up. It just goes straight down. And then I'll put the Organite on whatever that substance is for like 5 seconds. I just count 1-1,000 to 5-1,000. And then it's like, all right, let's see if that made a difference. And then their bodies are strong. And so what I like to say about it is that it does not take something that's bad for you and makes it good for you. I'm not going to say that. I don't believe that that's what happens. But it does remove all of the non-beneficial energy and makes it a more compatible vibration with your body. So it kind of like is more neutralizing the harm to make it a more neutral input than a negative input. And I'm someone who has a lot of food sensitivities and things like that. I'm just sensitive to everything. And so whenever I go to restaurants and things like that, I used to have a lot of serious digestive issues whenever I would eat out. So I keep my little Organite coaster in my bra all the time. And when I go out to the restaurant, I just put that on my food for 5 seconds. And then I don't get the stomach aches. I just don't. And that is such a blessing. Like, I can't even tell you.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, I mean, you really need that.
Oh, yeah. So I personally never go anywhere without it. I like to turn it into all kinds of different forms. I do all kinds of jewelry. I make coasters. I make pyramids. I make animal totems. I make healer tools. Healer tools are one of my favorite things to make because, like I make chakra pucks, and I have a massage therapist friend out in New Jersey who I did an event with, and I gifted her a set of the pucks as a thank you for allowing me to work with her. And she was telling me this instance, like the following day after I gave it to her, she had one of her clients came in that was like super sensitive and extra tickly, so it made it hard for her, you know, and this is someone she's worked with for a long time, made it hard for her to work with her because she's just too sensitive, and it's like she tenses up because everything tickles so much. So she put the Organite pucks down her spine while she was working on her feet. And as soon as she put it on there, like, and then she went to go work on her feet, she's like, oh my God, please just like calm and relax so I can do your feet. And she tensed up like she was expecting to be tickled. And then she like relaxed and she goes, oh, that's not bad. And then she was able to do that full massage without that extra touch sensitivity and ticklishness that this client had had every single other massage that she'd ever had with her. And so I love stories like that because that shows to me for sure that these are doing real things for people. And I like to make wands. I do a lot of wand making. Like I've got a chakra wand. I've got a clearing wand. I just made this really cool wand with leftovers from a couple of dragons that I manifested. So it's dragon energy wands. I'm getting ready to list some of those on my website, and those are really excellent for earth healing and clearing work. But I really just, I love, it's a passion. You can't stop me. I'm going to keep making it. So come buy some so I can make more.
Oh, yeah. You just enjoy, you know, I've loved all your pieces that I've seen, and, you know, it's really made a huge difference in a lot of people that, you know, have seen it. So I just send them your way. Yeah, it's really fun.
Thank you so much. I really do appreciate that so much. And, you know, it's also, there are a lot of people that like to do crystal grids out there, and this will help to enhance your crystal grid work. These are perpetually self-clearing and self-charging, and so I know that one of the bigger tasks with our crystal work is to clear and charge them. So you take your entire collection and you either run it under some water, or you take it and put it out in the sunlight or the moonlight or wherever, whatever, whatever. I have an extremely large collection and that is not necessarily convenient. But the beautiful thing about this Organite is if you stick the Organite in with whatever crystals that you've got in your house, you just leave the Organite in there with them overnight, they're cleansed and charged. Move them to a different area with different crystals, cleansed and charged. So, you know, it makes it a lot easier for crystal workers because you don't have to take and, you know, take your whole collection out in the sun or in the moon. And, you know, goodness knows a lot of stuff in life is difficult. I'm a super fan of anything that can make our lives easier. And Organite is one of those things that's literally, you can use it actively, you can use it passively. If literally all you do is get a piece and you stick it on your nightstand, it's going to help you sleep. If you've got a stomach ache and you pick up that piece and you put it on your stomach, you may notice that that stomach just kind of, you know, gets better. So actively or passively. The other thing is, you know, people who are highly sensitive, highly empathic, I strongly recommend, you know, wearing a piece of Organite, whether that's something that you tuck in a pocket, tuck in a bra, or wear as a piece of jewelry, because it helps to fortify our own personal energetic field so that we're not picking up so much unwanted energy from other people unintentionally. It's like walking around in your own little high vibration energy bubble, and, you know, a lot of stuff just can't even get through. So, you know, I've had a lot of people report significant improvements in things like anxiety, social anxiety, depression, things like that have been improved by holding and wearing this stuff. And those are the kind of things that I live for, because I really and truly, I am here to make a positive difference on this planet. I currently have a global healing grid up containing a lot of big crystals and Organite that's focused on healing heartache and heartbreak, because right now we are collectively going through this massive shift. And many things that we've had in our lives that are no longer serving our highest good are falling away. And this can include relationships, jobs, hobbies, habits, et cetera. And it's natural and it's human to feel heartbreak and grief as these things are leaving our lives. We're also seeing this widening split between the quote-unquote red pill and the quote-unquote blue pill people, to use an analogy. And there are a lot of us who are, you know, more awakened, who are really struggling with this. And I've come to understand that, you know, free choice is always at play, and we have got to honor their free choice, as their life path is just as valid and necessary as our life paths in order for the awakening on the planetary level to be accomplished. They're serving as a contrast between the old energy ways and the new energy ways. And the more and the harder someone is clinging to their programming, the more obvious it's becoming to those that are on the fence, those that are willing to open their eyes and look, that there's something wrong and needs to be changed. And so it's up to us to hold compassion and honor for these people, as well as to hold boundaries to protect ourselves, because we get to decide how much that we're going to interact with them and how far that we allow them into our lives. And then something else that I've noticed in a lot of the spiritual and awakened, you know, circles that kind of bothers me significantly is there's a lot of judgmental separation language and beliefs, like, you know, quote-unquote sheeple, quote-unquote NPCs, so on and so forth. That's an old energy paradigm of us versus them. And unfortunately, this thinking is just going to serve to keep us down and hold our vibration back. Unconditional love is the frequency that we are being called to. And the thing about unconditional love is it doesn't have any conditions. Like, it does not require us to be this way or that in order to receive the unconditional love. And humans, we as humans, we struggle with this because we are very conditional. We are very conditional. We like to judge. We like to compare. This is part of our survival on this planet of duality. We had to, as a matter of survival, figure out what's good for us versus bad for us. But even that good versus bad paradigm is shifting. We're experiencing a lot more shades of gray. And as ascension continues, we're also going to start seeing lots of color, to use an analogy of, you know, something that we might be able to understand. So we need to start doing our best to unconditionally love people and to try not to hold judgments about whatever it is that their life path is going to be. But, you know, I also say feel free to unconditionally love them from way over there where you have to put up with their unacceptable behavior.
Unconditional love does not mean tolerating bad behavior. So you make sure that you hold your boundaries. Something else that I think could really help us sensitive people is to know more about our own sensitivities and our own like little extra antennas. Because, you know, if you think about it, you know, humanity has accepted, oh, well, we've got our five senses. And then they're like, oh, yeah, well, there's a sixth sense. Well, in my opinion, like I've broken it down, there are like 14 different ways that we can actually be psychic, from my opinion. And I know that there are a lot of different opinions about this, and a lot of people want to, like, you know, lump them into five categories of clairs. I personally find it helpful to have a little bit greater distinction between them. And so one of the readings that I do is a how psychic are you reading? And this can help you become aware.
I heard about that during your you had a presentation at an event that we were at, and I heard about your how psychic are you? And I heard it's really kind of neat. Now, I've not had it done yet, but that is I think it's really good to break it down, like you said, you know, it's not just the five clairs. Yeah, I think it's more than that.
I think so too. And I mean, this particular reading can help you, it gives you a snapshot of where you are right now, because with our free choice, we can open up these abilities or contract these abilities depending on our consciousness and our free choice. But this can also help you to become more aware of how you are personally being affected by this huge energy shift, where your antennas are sensitive. This can also help you understand a little bit more about how you feel and move around in the world, and can help you make sense of some of the things that you've experienced. So that's part of my, you know, I would lump that into kind of like my emotion code, body code work. Is, you know, something else I am incredibly passionate about. I would like to talk a little bit about that now. the emotion code, body code stuff, I think that this is going to be super, super helpful to assist us in the process of this ascension that we're going through, because we've all got these traumas that get trapped in ourselves and in our bodies that, you know, basically come back as our triggers or our baggage in this life. And so the first part of what I do is the emotion code. And what I do with that is I have a chart of 60 emotions. I muscle test what the emotion is that's the issue. And then if I need to know more information, that's generally the age at which it happened, whether it was absorbed, inherited, or past life, you know, or if there's anything else that I might need to know about that. And then once I muscle test that, you know, I have enough information from the subconscious mind that we're ready to let this go, we quickly, easily, and permanently release these trapped energies. Trapped emotions can happen any time in our life where we are feeling something particularly intensely, and we're not able to get to the point where we are able to process it and let it go. And then there's kind of like there's a part of our body that is always feeling that way. And so if we encounter a new stimulus that feels really close to that one, in our bodies it's almost like, not like it's a new, no big deal sort of I can handle this experience, but more of a continuation of a traumatic experience that never stopped happening inside of us. And so this is not like talk therapy. You don't sit there and tell me what's going on. Basically, all I want out of you is three issues that we want to focus on, and then I'm the one that discerns what needs to be released according to your energy and your body. Body code is a very similar process, only instead of one chart of 60 emotions, I have a series of charts that allows me to identify over 1,200 different imbalances that can affect us on the mind, body, heart, and or soul level. I've also been collecting my own list of imbalances that I've encountered that didn't make it into the app, because goodness knows there's more than 1,200 things that can happen in life.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yep, I've got over 1,800 different things that I can identify. And then when we're doing body code, it's also important because, you know, you have to get to the associated underlying imbalances in order to be able to release whatever an issue is. So as a, for example, when you go to a holistic healer, if you've got, say, a rash going on, you go to, you know, a normal, regular doctor, they'll be like, okay, here's a cream, put it on the rash. And then if you're like me, you know, you might go through a period of 9 months of the thing getting worse and worse and worse, and no matter what they have me put on there topically, nothing's going on. But then you go over to the holistic doctor, and they're like, okay, well, you have a rash. Oh, well, I noticed that you've also got something going on in your digestion and also in your liver and also in your kidneys. And so basically this is a buildup of toxicity that's coming out of your skin because your detox pathways are blocked. And so instead of giving you anything to topically put on your skin, they address those underlying issues, and then the skin gets better. So we cannot get to the issue that we are trying to get to until we identify those underlying imbalances, and then we can get to the issue that we need to get to. And then Dr. Bradley Nelson, the developer of this modality, very helpfully said, anything can cause anything, so that really narrows it down. So I find this work fascinating, endlessly fascinating. Mm-hmm. I do guarantee my work. I guarantee that what I find will be relevant for the person that I'm working with, or I will give them their money back. I wish I could guarantee results, but unfortunately, you know, how fast we experience a result will be determined by how long that issue's been going on, how entrenched it is, how many layers there are to it. Do we hold any beliefs that are actually preventing our healing? Belief work is kind of like the next thing that I'm going to be getting certified in, but until then I do have a couple of trusted practitioners to refer to when I do encounter somebody that's got a belief that's blocking them. I would definitely love to help more people with this emotion code, body code work, and I also like to do group work, in fact. I was wondering, what do you think about doing a little bit of group emotion code, body code releasing right now?
That sounds great.
Okay. So for everybody listening, if you would like to be included in this group healing, whether this is listening to it live right now or on the replay in the future, just say yes to give permission. And what I'm going to do is target any trapped emotions and energy imbalances that are coming up collectively for releasing for our best and highest good, and especially things that are causing us any kind of discomfort through this huge energetic awakening that we are experiencing as a planet. If you do not wish to participate, simply say no thank you on the inside and you will not be affected. The things that I am releasing will release from anyone that they apply to. If it does not apply to you for a particular imbalance, then it simply doesn't do anything. However, if you're resonating with these imbalances and you have given permission, whether you're listening to this show now or whether you are listening to a future replay, then the energies will release and balance within you according to your inner wisdom in the best and most appropriate manner for you. My intent is to help us to achieve greater balance within ourselves right now. All right, so first thing that wants to be released from everyone who is given permission right now, is this an emotion code and body code? This is in body code. Column A, column B, we have a misalignment coming up. Column A, column B, we have a meridian coming up. Column A, this is a main meridian coming up. Column A, we are in kidney meridian coming up. So when the kidney meridian is out of balance, that will cause physical issues in the organ, such as urination trouble, which could be incontinence, frequent or nighttime waking, edema, which is swelling, thirst, either too much or not enough, discomfort or weakness in the lower back, joints, and knees, fatigue, exhaustion, lack of vitality, excess negative emotional energy generated by the kidneys, which includes blaming, dread, fear, horror, conflict, creative insecurity, terror, unsupported, and wishy-washy. Adrenal fatigue, appetite and diet trouble, feeling cold and weak, memory issues, hair loss, tinnitus or poor hearing, dizziness, dysfunction in the sexual categories for both males and females. So if you're having any of those symptoms, odds are your kidney meridian is being affected by this energy. Is there an associated imbalance? Yes, there is. Is this an emotion code, body code? Body code. Column A, column B, we are in nutrition. Column A, column B, we are in hydration. Column A, column B, we have electrolyte utilization. Electrolyte utilization coming up. Oh, my gosh. This feels like an independent confirmation of what I was saying earlier about hydration with electrolytes as far as being supportive of our energies with this, you know, interesting Schumann resonance stuff. So, yay, I like confirmation. All right. So when we have issues with electrolyte utilization, this will cause symptoms that resemble dehydration even if you're drinking plenty of water. That could include infrequent or dark urine. Alternatively, it runs right through you. Dry skin, headaches, dizziness, rapid breathing or heart rate, sunken eyes, lack of energy. Is there another associated imbalance? No. So I realign our electrolyte utilization. I reset our electrolyte utilization. I rebalance our electrolyte utilization. Is our electrolyte utilization happy now? Yes. I realign our kidney meridians. I reset our kidney meridians. I rebalance our kidney meridians. Are our kidney meridians happy now? Yes. All right, next thing that wants to be released, is this an emotion code? Yes. Column A, column B, row 4, somewhere else, depression, frustration, frustration. All right, so how old were we? Is this current or recent? This is a current or recent vibration in the collective. Oh, I don't know. Has anybody out there been feeling frustrated with anything? Not me. Yeah, okay, I admit I've been frustrated a lot lately. So I release that feeling of frustration from all of us. Have we released that? Yes. Number 3, is this an emotion code and body code? Body code. Column A, we've got an energy coming up. Column A, column B, we've got a reverberation coming up. Column A, this is a sickness memory. So a sickness memory is the reverberation of a sickness, which is a vibrational frequency that develops in a person when they have a sickness that isn't able to be processed completely. It contains the picture of the whole sickness, and it may have the potential to be very imbalancing to the energy field, creating problems both emotional and physical wherever this energy is trapped in our bodies. It can also create reoccurrences of the initial sickness. So do I need to know more about this sickness memory? How long ago did this sickness memory become trapped in our energy? More than 10, more than 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 4 years ago. Years can be plus or minus 1 year because, like the time frame, you know, we're not always consciously thinking about exactly what or when. So this could be anywhere from 3 to 5 years ago. I don't know. Was there some sort of sickness that became very conscious in our energy somewhere between 3 to 5 years ago? I can't imagine. Huh. Okay, well, we'll just release that. Another associated imbalance. Yes. Is this an emotion code, body code? Column A, we are in circuit or system. Column A, we have a disconnection. Column A, column B, this is a spirit-to-physical disconnection. So a spirit-to-physical disconnection is a disconnection of the spirit from the physical body where the spirit is still located entirely within the physical body, but the ability of the two to communicate has somehow broken down. The spirit and body should be whole, functioning as one complete entity with the spirit intelligence giving life and animation to the structures and processes of the physical body. Lower connection between the spirit and body will interfere with communication and physical balance. The lower the percentage of connection, the worse the problem becomes and the more imbalances may accumulate. The entire spirit and body may be disconnected, no. Or it may be that only a part of the spirit and body are disconnected, yes. This usually occurs due to ongoing physical and or emotional stress and often results from associated imbalances. Symptoms may include but are not limited to fatigue, discomfort, lowered immunity, persistent misalignment within or related to the area that is disconnected, malfunction of the body parts within or related to the area that is disconnected. Okay, so do I need to know more about this? Do I need to know the specific body part? Yes.
Are we in circuit or system? Column A, column B. We've got an organ. Column A, column B. This one is in intestines. Column A, we are in colon. So when the colon is out of balance, that'll cause discomfort in the low back, discomfort in the hips, diarrhea, constipation, colitis, excess emotions of crying, discouragement, rejection, sadness, sorrow, confusion, defensiveness, grief, self-abuse, and stubbornness. So do I need to know more about this disconnection between the colon and the spirit? Is there another associated imbalance? There's another associated imbalance. Is this an emotion code? Yes. Column A, row one, somewhere else, abandonment, betrayal. All right, do I need to know more about this? How long ago did this feeling of betrayal become trapped in our bodies? More than 10, more than 5, 1, 2, 3, 3 years ago. Well, there we go. There's that time frame again. 3 years ago. 3 years ago.
Yep.
I don't know what happened then. I don't know. Can't imagine. Well, we're just going to get rid of it. Is there another associated imbalance? No. So I released that feeling of betrayal that became trapped in our energy 3 years ago. Have we released that? Yes. I reconnect our colons to our spirit. I reconnect our spirit to our colons. I bring our spirit-colon connection back up to 100%. Spirits and colons fully reconnected? Yes. All right, and if you have any symptoms in that area as a result of reconnection, that is not unexpected. I release the reverberation of the sickness memory that became trapped in our energy 4 years ago, transmuting that in only love, light, peace, healing, freedom, truth, and abundance through all space, time, continuum in every dimension. Have we fully released that? Yeah, let's get rid of that. We don't need that reverberation no more. All right, something else that needs to be released. Is this an emotion code, body code? Column A, column B, we've got a misalignment. Column A, we are in chakra. Column A, column B, this one is root chakra. That is our safety and security, especially within family relationships. That is our ability to connect with our physical body. That is our ability to ground our energy to the earth. This does not surprise me with this huge influx of the high vibrational energy that is coming in through our crowns right now. This also makes sense in the context of needing those roots and tubers to help our bodies to like ground into ourselves. And so grounding work is going to be especially helpful for those of us right now. Stones such as shungite, such as garnet, such as obsidian, such as smoky quartz, those things are going to be very helpful for us right now to assist us in connecting to and grounding our physical bodies. Is there another associated imbalance? No. So I realign our root chakras. I reset our root chakras. I rebalance our root chakras, and I ground us to the earth. All right, root chakra happy now? Yes. All right, we got something else to release today? Yes, we do. All right, is this in emotion code? Yes, it is. So what do we got? Column A, column B, row two, somewhere else, failure, helplessness. Do I need to know more about this? Is this current or recent? This is current or recent. So let me give you the definition of this one. Helplessness is basically being unable to help oneself, being without the aid or protection of another, having little strength or personal power. A common emotion is those suffering from a victim mentality, feeling unable to change one's circumstances or escape. And, you know, this makes a lot of sense to me in the context of all of this great big stuff that's going on that we, honest to goodness, don't have a lot of control over. This also makes a lot of sense in the context of that message that I channeled from Gaia, that we need to get comfortable with not knowing, with relaxing, with trusting. And I don't know about you, but whenever somebody tells me to relax and trust, my butt clenches and I want to hold on to my wallet. So, yeah, super easy for me to relax and trust all the time. And, yeah, I can definitely relate to feeling helplessness, especially in the context of my own life, because I'm going through what they call a phoenix experience, where basically everything in my life is kind of burning down right now. And it's just so fun and so easy. So, been talking to a lot of people, and it seems like this is something very common among us light workers, that all of this stuff that has been in our lives, it is not really serving our highest good. It's just, it's all being invited to go away right now by these big energies, and that is not comfortable.
Right.
Even if it hasn't
make people,
been housing.
Right. I'm sure people are a little bit uncomfortable, but it is good to do an emotion code, body code release. You know, I find it very neat that you can do this in group sessions too.
Yes, I love it too. I love this kind of work. So I released that feeling of helplessness from all of us. Have we released that? Yes. Something else that needs to be released right now, an emotion code and body code. We're back in body code. Column A, we've got a toxin. Column A, column B, this one is electromagnetic radiation. Column A, column B, this one is a radio frequency. Cell phone, smart meter, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, fluorescent lights, the electromagnetic spectrum, HAARP, HAARP. And no, that is not the retirement organization
nope,
that we're talking about
an energy.
Apparently that's bothering all of us. Well, I know that it really bothers me. I'd ask them to stop, but you know what? They didn't ask me. Is there another associated imbalance? Yes. An emotion code, body code. Column A, we are in toxin. Column A, this is a drug toxin. Column A, column B, recreational. Column A, column B, stimulant. Caffeine, first one on the list, everybody's favorite.
Mm.
Socially acceptable.
Interesting.
All right. Well, it makes a lot of sense to me, seeing as how the kidney meridian was the first thing that came up. Caffeine does bother our kidneys and our adrenals. It also keeps us in a state of anxiety. It keeps us in a state of dehydration. I personally did not appreciate when I was told back in 2019 that I had to get rid of caffeine in my life. But now that I have been off of caffeine in my life, because I was desperate to save my life, now that I've been off of it since 2019, like, I can actually feel how much it's negatively impacting my body when I ingest it. The thing about an addiction or a substance, whether it is, you know, a food that we're eating all the time or whatever, something that we're taking all the time that actually is negatively impacting us, if we're doing it every day, that becomes our baseline. And we lose awareness in our body of how much it's negatively impacting us, because we just feel that way all the time. So I can help people get off of caffeine. I still do love coffee. I do this really lovely decaf coconut mushroom coffee blend that it just tastes absolutely delicious, and you wouldn't even know that there's no sugar and no caffeine and, you know, all that stuff in there. And it's really nourishing and balancing for the body, and I can share that recipe for anybody who wants. But you can send me a message on my Facebook or whatever, and I can get that to you. But, yeah, we are being asked to reduce, to eliminate our use of caffeine because it is no longer serving us. And I'm super sure that this is exactly the message that everybody wanted to hear today, just like I wanted to hear 4 years ago. Yay! Anyway, is there another associated imbalance? Yes, there is. Well, folks, I'm here to tell you what I'm told to tell you, not just what we need or feel like we want to hear. Not just what we feel like we want to hear. That's what I mean. Associated imbalance.
True.
Yes, is this an emotion code? Yes. Column A, column B, row 4, somewhere else. Depression, frustration, indecisiveness, panic. And how old were we? Or how recent? This is also reading as current or recent. Well, I don't suppose anybody's panicking about the state of the world right now, are they? No, nobody was.
That could be a lot of people.
Right. They're another associated imbalance, you know. So I release that feeling of panic from all of our bodies. Have we released that? Yes. I release the toxin of caffeine from our bodies. I direct our bodies to release it through its normal elimination channels and to heal all of the damage experienced. I furthermore unbind all instances of caffeine from our minds, bodies, hearts, and souls, send it into the black flame, into the null, into the void, into non-existence. Have we fully released that? Yes. I release the radio frequencies of the HAARP from our energy fields. I direct our bodies to heal all of the damage experienced. I also bring the energies of HAARP into alignment with our bodies. I bring our bodies into alignment with the energies of HAARP. I bring the energies of HAARP into alignment with the earth. I bring the earth into alignment with HAARP. I imbue these frequencies with only love, light, peace, healing, freedom, truth, and abundance through all space-time continuum in every dimension. And I decree that these are only tools for the betterment of the entirety of this planet. That is all they are, and that is all they will ever be. So be it, and so it is. All right, fully release that. Yes. All right, anything else we can release collectively? Yes. Is this in emotion code and body code? Back in body code. Column A, we've got an energy. Column A, we've got offensive energy. Column A, we've got curse type. So we've got some curse type energy. What kind of curse type energy? Is this a curse, a ritual, a spell? This is a spell. How many people were involved? More than 10, 20, 30. Okay, more than 100, 200, 300, 400, 500, 600, 700, more than 650, more than 660, more than 670, more than 660, more than 665, 665, 666. Oh, 666 people involved. I wonder who those mm-hmm. could be. How long ago did this spell energy become impacting our planet? This is actually reading as current or recent. Do I need to know anything else? Is there an associated imbalance? There's an associated imbalance. Is this an emotion code? Yes. Column A, column B, row 4, somewhere else. Anger. How old were we? This is actually reading as current or recent. Well, I can definitely see that undercurrent of anger in a lot of people right now. There's a lot of people that are
very
angry.
Yeah, there is a lot
of things
mm-hmm.
that are going on, for sure. Is there another associated imbalance? No. So I release that feeling of anger from the collective. Have we released that? Yes.
Yeah.
All mm-hmm. right. So I run backwards, deactivate, dissolve, and disperse the spell involving 666 people that was recently cast on this planet, transmuting all of that energy into only love, light, peace, healing, freedom, truth, and abundance. So all space-time continuum in every dimension. Have we fully released that? Yes. All right. Is there anything else that we can release for the collective right now? I'm getting no.
I heard.
So those are the big
I was getting a no
awesome.
Also. That's really cool. I was muscle testing with you.
Nice. All right. So if you did choose to accept this healing, it is possible that you may experience a little bit of symptoms of processing over the next 48 hours or so. So you may feel a little extra tired, a little extra cranky, or maybe even a mild reoccurrence of some of the emotions that we have released for you right now. Basically, practice extra self-care. Stay very hydrated. Take a nap if you need to. An Epsom salt bath can also be very rebalancing for those of us that are energy sensitive. So, thank you very much for choosing to participate in this little bitty group healing for the collective. And, so I see that I've run over a little bit of time, and I assume that there's probably some people that would like to ask some questions. So,
I'm sure they would. We have a couple of callers, so we'll see. Do you want to just answer their questions, or do you have any particular thing you'd like to do with the caller, or
We will see what happens. We're just going to let the calls come through, see what questions are asked, and I'm just going to go with what intuition says. How about that?
Sounds wonderful. Okay, so if you want to talk to us, you can call in at 347-237-339. Hit 1 on the keypad if you want to talk to us. We have a person in the chat room who was commenting. They were healer medium. They were saying love is not judging. She was saying that she felt some of the symptoms, and she said, should my head be tingling? And then she said, can we listen to the new callers? Of course. You know, so that's 347-237-5339. Hit 1 if you want to talk to us. So should I be tingling after this lovely little group that we had?
Tingling is something that sometimes happens. So when I'm doing the emotion code, body code work for people, everybody's got a very different level of sensitivity. Some people can feel the releases through their whole body. Some people will get full body chills. Some people will get tingling in certain parts of their body, whether it's their head, whether it's their shoulders, wherever that energy is releasing from. Some people will yawn. Some people will burp. Some people will fart. I always laugh at those. You know, everybody releases and processes energy in a different way. And so there's no right or wrong way to feel it. And it will basically calibrate in your body according to your own inner wisdom. So as long as you're not getting like gigantic physical pains, things like that, you know, those are an indication that there's something else going on. So if there's anybody out there who has experienced any kind of physical pain as a result of this healing, you know, reach out to me right away, because that generally indicates there's something else going on. And if there's something I can do to help that, I absolutely will.
All right. She said that there's no pain. So that's more good to hear.
Hang on a second. I'm not sure if it's my phone or what, but I hear you're okay. Fading in and out a little bit.
Oh, well, let's give that person a minute and let's continue.
Okay, well, I just changed to speakerphone to see if it was something else. I'm still getting you fading in and out, so I'm having a hard time hearing your voice, my dear.
Okay, let me see if I can use my phone.
Okay.
Is that better? You still have.
Would it be possible for us to like disconnect and reconnect? Do you want me to like disconnect and call back in and see if that fixes it?
Sure, I'll call in and revisit the system.
No. Okay, I can't hardly hear you at all. So I'm going to try disconnecting and then calling back in and see if that fixes it. Hello.
Hi, Elena. Can you hear us?
Oh, yes, I can hear you so much better now.
Okay, must be a technical issue. Oh, I do,
it's
too.
It's wonderful when
all
it
right.
works.
So we'll go ahead and take some callers. It's 347-237-5339. We're going to go in and take 740 again. Hello, you're on the line with Amanda and Elena. How are you today?
Hello, Amanda. Hello, Elena. Nice to meet you, Elena.
Nice
lovely
to meet you.
Conversation and everything. I'm just giggling because last week, the same sort of situation, not quite to this severity, occurred. However, it's just sort of a little bit of hilariousness, but also you had to jump off and then come back, and
uh-huh.
The time was 1:11, or at least where I am.
Oh, too funny. Too funny.
Exactly. But my name is William. Nice to meet you.
Nice
and
to meet
love
you,
the
William.
Show, and really enjoying your the show today very much, very much. And
well, thank you. Really
starting
appreciate
to,
that.
Read up a little bit on the just picked up a Kindle version of the Emotion Code. So.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just some of my favorite things. And, you know,
yeah.
The wonderful thing about it is Dr. Nelson did make it accessible to all of us. So in
exactly.
order to learn how to do emotion code, body code, all you need to do is pick up the books. And he teaches
exactly.
you exactly how to do that. As long as you are only doing that for yourself, your friends, your family, and you're not charging anybody, it is not necessary to become certified in order to practice. However, if you want to do like I do and actually turn it into a profession and do this on a professional basis, then they do require you to go through their formal training so that they can ensure that you know exactly how to do it and you're getting the results for people that they're needing before you can hang out your shingle and do it on a professional basis. But awesome. I'm so happy that you're learning.
Well, it's called life. It's the game of life, and we're all supposed to be here to help and learn and make a difference. And was searching earlier for my healing magnet and found that to my new one of my one pendulum. Although most of my baubles can be utilized in that way if requested.
Yes.
But anyhow.
Yes, absolutely.
Just lovely to hear your conversation today, and just enjoying the show. And thank you for everything you did earlier today for everyone as well. All of the
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. And I also just kind of wanted to let you know about the magnets. You don't have to have any kind of a special magnet in order to do those releases. Regular old refrigerator magnet will do. I personally use Organite for releasing for myself. I find that I'm able to get like a more powerful release that way. But again, you can even just, you know, do it with your intention. So I'm at the point that, you know, I can just do it with intention alone. I don't have to have a magnet or anything with me if I don't happen to have one, and it's still just as effective. You know, but one of the things Dr. Nelson taught was basically, you know, about our beliefs. You know, and if we believe we can or if we believe we can't, we are correct. So one of the core things in learning how to do the emotion code body code is learning how to self-muscle test. And self-muscle testing is very much influenced by our beliefs about the process. So I've been familiar with muscle testing for ages and ages. You know, my chiropractor when I was little used it on me. I've been to nutrition response testing practitioners, other chiropractors, multiple professionals that have used muscle testing on me. And then when I found out that I could do it on myself, it was, oh, hallelujah. Oh, my gosh, I don't have to go pay somebody else to do this for me. Amazing. And so I picked it up and I ran with it like no problem. But then when I was trying to teach my nutrition response testing practitioner that she could actually muscle test herself, because she had been in this paradigm of, okay, in order to accurately muscle test, you have to have the substance that you're testing. It has to be in a glass container, not a plastic container. The person has to be holding it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All of these conditions in order to be able to self, you know, in order to be able to muscle test, she was never able to make that mind flip to understand that you can muscle test literally anything just by thinking about and intending to. So that would be my advice for you as you're learning this journey. Don't place any qualifications on what you can or cannot do. Just try stuff, see what works, and practice. Practice a lot. You'll get better.
Absolutely. Very enjoyable, very enlightening. Any message otherwise? I mean, I know that was quite the message.
Well, you know, I also feel like the other message that's coming through is trust yourself. We have to learn how to trust ourselves and our own discernment far more than information that we're getting from outside sources. We are all connected through the one field. We are all part of the same source that created us, and we're not separate.
Exactly.
And there's this programming that we've all absorbed from very young age that when you've got questions, if something's wrong with you, et cetera, like you go to someone else or somewhere else to figure it out. Well, in this new energy, a lot of the old rules, they don't apply. And we are going to have to get comfortable with learning how to use our own intuition and our own inner knowledge to navigate these changes that we're going through. So, you know, go get help when you need, absolutely. And anytime that anyone is telling you anything, including me, anyone telling you anything, always take it with a grain of salt and check it against your own discernment before you move forward on that information. So that would be my message for you, is self-trust. And that's
well,
for a lot of us out there.
Believing in yourself. Believe in yourself.
Yes. Yes.
Believing everything and anything is possible if you believe in those miracles, that's what I would say. So, well, thank you, Elena. And
you're
thank
very
you,
welcome.
Amanda.
Thank you, William.
I'm looking forward to connecting with you at a later time, Amanda, again, as always.
All right.
An honor and delight. Thank you. Blessings to you, ladies.
Thank you.
Blessings.
Blessings to you, too.
Okay, we're going to go to our next caller, which is 860. You're on the line with Amanda and Lena. How are you today?
Hi.
Hello, 860.
So
Hi.
Hello? Hi.
Hi,
hello.
You're on.
I feel like I needed a notebook and pad. This is so enlightening, all of it. Thank you so much. You're so inspiring.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you. I'm really trying hard to help people because I know that we're all just trying to figure this out right now.
Oh, boy, are we.
And what was your name, dear?
Oh, my name is Lisa Marie. I don't know if you can... It's the anniversary of both my parents' death this week, and I'm wondering if you connect with spirit at all.
You know, my mediumship stuff is very hit and miss. I don't always have a lot of control over what is coming through. I do have a sensation of your parents both standing behind you with each of them with a hand on your shoulder, supporting you at this time. The only message that I've got coming through is just waves of love, waves of love, waves of love, and support. You know, just you're not alone.
Thank you.
I also
so much.
Feel like they come through in dreams sometimes.
My son came through in a dream so vivid last night that I can't even get it out. I could feel him hold me. It was amazing.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. But yeah, that's all that's coming through for me for you right now. You know, the unfortunately, my mediumship gift seems a lot more geared towards, like, finding and healing inappropriate energies. You know, one of the things that happens to me a lot is I will show up in places where there's energies of bad deaths, energies of inappropriateness, energies of hauntings and things like that, and I am called to clear and rebalance those kind of energies. I have a lot fewer experiences of the loving family coming through with messages type mediumship that, from what I understand, is much more pleasant. But we are all put here for a reason, and, you know, clearing inappropriate energies, clearing haunted properties, helping these dark things to be cleansed and healed and reintegrated into the light is where my personal mediumship gifts are the strongest.
Because you're bringing that up, do I need a clearing of my house from hauntings?
I'm getting no.
Okay. Just because you brought it up, I'm like, gosh, is she telling me something?
No. I mean, your home property feels pretty okay. I don't feel like there's any significant inappropriate stuff that needs to be addressed right now. And if there was, I'd tell you. But no, I feel like your home is actually fairly calm, that you may have experiences from time to time, and often that's your loved ones trying to get your attention and let you know that they're not, that you're not alone.
Thank you. Okay, I'm off to your website to get some Oregonite. Thank you so much for everything.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much.
Amanda,
my pleasure.
Thank you, Amanda, for bringing her to us. This was amazing.
All right, yes. And Elena is pretty amazing. And thank you for calling
thank
in.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Blessings. Okay, our next caller
blessings
is Erica.
Blessings to you. Have a beautiful day.
Erica, 203, you're on the line with Amanda and Elena. How are you today? Hello, 203, going once. All right, we're going to move on. We're going to go to 415. You're on the line with Amanda and Elena. How are you today?
Hi, it's Siobhan. How are you, everybody?
Hi, Siobhan.
Hi, Siobhan.
Hi.
Nice to hear from you today.
Thank you. It's nice to hear from you. I actually tuned in a little later, and I was so glad Amanda's saying your name because I'm like, I don't know what her name is. But, the emotion code, I have a question because I used to hear, my cousin is a healer, and she does that column A, column B, column A, column A. She's certified and everything. She's been healing for, like, going on almost 60 years, healing people. And
nice.
I just, I wanted to know, ask you a question. Is that something where they list things in a column and you just go back and forth with either a crystal or your, however you're taught, and you just say, oh, yes, we need that, or no, we don't need that? Is that how it is?
Essentially, yes. So it's when I do muscle testing, I use the ring and ring method, which is, you know, I make two interlocking rings with my fingers. And when I pull them apart, a yes stays strong and a no breaks the circle.
Yeah.
And I'm very, very fast and very, very accurate at it after all of the practice that I've had. And so what I do is I have my charts in front of me, and then I just muscle test columns and rows until I come across a yes. Of this is what we're aiming at. So that's essentially how the process works.
That's fantastic. I know I was listening to you here to say column A, column B, and I'm like, that triggered Heather's name. I'm like, she used to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So what is that? She
actually
uses a pendulum now. She uses a pendulum, and she can free do it on anything. She'll just ask a question, do the pendulum, and
she'll
say, yes, we did that. Now let's do this. And I remember her telling me,
I mean, I literally muscle test everything. So I'm in a constant communication with my body, with my higher self, whether I'm at the grocery store. I muscle test everything that goes in the cart. If I'm making a recipe, I muscle test everything that's going in the recipe. I muscle test what temperature to put it on. I muscle test how long to cook it. When I am doing supplements, I muscle test. I have a whole list of questions that I ask about each supplement to ensure that everything is playing nice together and it's exactly what my body needs. So this is a tool that I use all the time.
So that's a, okay. And so here's my question. So I can put my hand out, touch something, or even think about it, and I'll get a sickness if it's not good for me. I'll feel sick in my stomach. What's that? Is that just intuition taking care of it?
Well, that's actually a similar process. The reason why muscle testing works is inbuilt into us is a knowing of what is good for us and what is bad for us. And this is inbuilt into every single thing that's alive. So if you think about a bacteria on a petri dish with the agar in there, if you just have the agar in there, the bacteria will cover the entire petri dish. You put a little drop of antibiotic in one side of the petri dish, what happens? The bacteria that it hits dies, everything else moves away. You've got a fish tank. You sprinkle some food in the top of the fish tank, the fish will swim towards the food. You put a drop of poison in that fish tank, all of the fish will swim away. You can see this in the smallest to the largest life forms. It is inbuilt into us. But we have been kind of trained out of this knowing. We have been trained to go read an article or ask a doctor, et cetera, instead of to listen to those feelings on the inside of ourselves. So you are blessed in that you actually do still have that particular feeling to a strong enough level that it shows up as a physical sensation in your body. That's a blessing.
Yeah.
I don't have that physical sensation, so I've trained myself to do it by asking my muscles. Other people need pendulums or other types of tools in order to be able to access that knowledge. But basically, all we are doing is we are accessing that knowledge inside of ourselves via whatever method is most compatible with us. So I would encourage you to continue to listen to those feelings inside of yourself because those are real and true and believable. And, you know, I mean, that's a wonderful, viable alternative to muscle testing and pendulum work.
Yeah. So what happens when you pick up something and you get a yes and a no?
Oh, well, then that means that there's conditions. So, you know, for example, I will have a supplement and it will muscle test that yes, I'm supposed to take it and that it blocks me or switches me on some level. Blocks is when your energy is unable to move. This can also affect digestion, cause issues in that way. Switched is when you're getting opposite inputs. And then I'll ask the question, is there something else needed in order to make this work for me? And then if I get a yes, then I have to figure out what that other needed thing is in order to make that work for me. So basically, things can be kind of like on that borderline between yes and no. And then we need to use our discernment, ask more questions, and see if we can figure it out.
Perfect.
The quality
well,
of the answers that we get, the quality of the answers that we get is always going to be dependent on the quality of the questions that we ask. And this is something that I'm glad that you brought that up because this is something that has bitten me in the butt more than a couple of times, especially when it came to my supplements.
Mm-hmm.
Until I had a chiropractor point out that it's like, if all you're asking is this good for me or bad for me, you're missing the nuance. You need to ask more questions. And so other questions that he had me ask about supplements would be things like, you know, does this play nice with my other supplements? Does it block me on any level, switch me on any level? Is this feeding other life inside of me? Is this aiding with my detoxification? Is this adding to my toxic burden? Is there something else needed to make it work? So, you know, when you start considering it from that angle and you look at the just complexities of life, oftentimes we need to ask more questions than a simple yes or no in order to narrow in on what the actual answer is.
Okay, well, that's fantastic, actually, because that, yeah, I'm a very, oh, is this or no, is it not? You know, I forget to ask the next set of questions. Okay, well, thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for the questions.
You're welcome. Okay, have a good day. Thank you, Elena. Thank you, Amanda.
You
too.
Thank
you.
Have a beautiful rest of your day.
Blessings. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Okay, our next caller is 937. You're on with Amanda and Elena. How are you today?
I'm great. It's Psychic Grid. Hi, Elena and Amanda.
Hi.
And
what was your name?
It's Ruth.
Ruth, nice to meet you today.
You too. And I'm wondering if you know, everything's energy, and it seems like we're having very strange weather.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm in Ohio, but, you know, it's almost like it's not summer weather. It's early spring weather. It's in the 50s at night and, like, upper 40s and 60s, and it should be 90. And do you have any thoughts on what's changing that is causing this weather change?
Well, first of all, there is all kinds of lovely weather modification programs that our powers that used to be are engaging in order to control things. This is not working quite as anticipated because there are many light workers, including myself, that are working to try and rebalance those frequencies and things like that. And I also would refer back to things that I have learned from listening to Kryon. Kryon says that we are actually in a period of global climate change, and sometime within the next 30 years, we can actually anticipate a large global cool down and a ice age type conditions. And that this actually, if you look at the climate graphs that go back hundreds of thousands of years as measured by the ice cores in the planet, you can actually see that the weather on this planet follows a sine wave almost. I mean, it's not a perfect sine wave, but it's a sine wave. And that we are at one of those periods where we are switching between a warm period and a cool period in the long-term climatology of the planet. So we, from that channeled information, we are being encouraged to work on getting independent from the grid systems of the planet, because as this weather changes, it is going to disrupt the grids, which are not going to be able to handle the load from everything that is happening. And we are also being encouraged, if we are able, to move a little bit more south, where the weather is going to remain more temperate and favorable towards comfortable human living. That's not to say that it's not going to be possible to live more north and still have a successful, wonderful life. But it is going to be a little bit more difficult because those cold periods are going to get longer and more intense. He says that this is part of the natural cycles of Gaia. It is not, in fact, caused by humanity. That this is part of what Gaia does to recycle and refresh the water of the planet, and to refresh and recycle the life on the planet in, you know, in moving the evolutionary steps forward. So I tend to defer to Cryon information on that because, frankly, I don't know. And most of the information that I have found from that source has been accurate, true, backed by science, things of that nature. So
now,
if you want to learn more about Cryon.
Is Cryon channeled? Is that channeled?
Cryon is channeled by a man named Lee Carroll. Has been channeled by Lee Carroll since 1989. The spelling on that is K-R-Y-O-N. You can type on YouTube Cryon, and a lot of information is going to come up. Every single thing that he has channeled that has been recorded since 1989 is available for free on Cryon.com. And that's one of the things that I really admire about that particular source is that there's no paywall. You don't have to pay anything extra in order to gain access to all of that information. And the other thing that I really love about it is that it's completely non-judgmental. It's all about compassion, integrity, unconditional love, truth. I have yet to find anything that didn't really resonate with me, so I keep listening. But again, everybody uses their own discernment, and please follow what feels right for you.
So I'm wondering if winter is going to be colder then, since summer is so cool, you know?
You know, future stuff, again, totally not my strong suit. I did recently kind of blow open my ability to sense future stuff, and then I very quickly realized, okay, maybe there's a reason that I shouldn't know that stuff. So, you know, I find it, I have not really worked with that ability terribly much yet. I'm still working on integrating what these intuitions and flashes of knowing that come to me, what they mean, what I'm supposed to do about them. So I would defer you to other people that are more strong in that future sensing ability than I am if you want information. And again, as I was talking about earlier, right now with the Schumann resonance, the solar flares, all of the energy that is hitting our planet, listening to a lot of other intuitives that are saying, you know, we're having a lot of massive timeline shifts, timeline jumps, timeline edits, accelerations, things like that. And my intuition says that future sensing tools as of right now are not going to be as reliable because of all of this stuff that's going on. So if you want to try and learn, go ahead, take it with a grain of salt. Understand everything is in flux right now. Everything is in flux right now.
Okay, well, I'm enjoying the show. I always enjoy your show, Amanda. And I'm looking forward to looking at your website.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Blessings. Okay. Our next caller is area code 612. You're on with Amanda and Elena. How are you?
Hi. My name is Kathy. Hi, Elena. Elena, excuse me.
Hi, Kathy.
Elena. Elena's her name. Kathy.
Elena. I was there. Oh, I go to Elena Clinic, and I get it goofed up with that. Elena. Yeah, it's awesome. I was listening to you very much. I want to look at your organite after. I participated in a healing that you did, a math healing, not too long ago. It was very interesting. I wanted to ask you two questions.
Sure.
If you could sense my energy, like I know I have something going on like with my stomach or colon, and I was wondering what you could pick up on it, and then I'm trying to think, like, you know, a piece of organite or something that, because I was telling Mandy I need something for my phone that, and maybe that
okay,
would also
so,
affect me or a necklace or I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, first question, definitely yes on things going on with your stomach and colon. I'm feeling like there's trapped emotions involved. I'm also feeling like there's some toxins involved. I feel like there's some electromagnetic radiation involved. I feel like there's a number of layers involved in this. I would suggest that an emotion code, body code session with me would really help to answer some of those questions for you, help you figure out what those underlying emotions are that are causing some of that to kick up for you. help you to release some of those energy and rebalance some of those energy imbalances that are contributing to that. And I do guarantee that what I find will be relevant, or, you know, I will refund your money. I don't want your money if I'm not helping. I also get yes that some Organite would be helpful. I've got a lot of stuff on my website that would really help, because I do feel like you're kind of a sensitive person too, that you have a tendency to be highly empathetic, that you pick up a lot of emotions from other people, and that's also part of what is going on with you, is that you kind of got the weight of the world on your shoulders a little bit, and you're trying to help a lot of other people in your life, and you're kind of taking on some burdens that don't necessarily belong to you. So we as empaths, we need to learn to transmute, don't absorb.
So,
one of the things that I can do in your session is to place a shield around you that that will transmute that any kind of negative energy that passes through it into only love, light, peace, healing, freedom, truth, and abundance through all space, time, continuum in every dimension, so that you are less likely to pick up those unwanted energies from other people. In fact, that inspires me. Why don't I go ahead and shield anyone who feels like they want it right now? So
if you would like
an energetic shield and you are listening to this right now, simply say, yes, I give permission on the inside to be shielded. And this shield is valid for anyone who is listening to this now or in the future. So I place a shield around you now. It covers you completely, and it is permanent. It blocks all negative energy, but it allows positive energy through. Anytime negative energy is transversing this shield in any direction, it is simply transmuted into only love, light, peace, healing, freedom, truth, and abundance through all space-time continuum in every dimension. Anytime that you need this shield, all you need to do is mentally say the word shields up, and the shields are up, protecting you immediately. All right, so shields, according to Dr. Nelson, and in also in my own experience, shielding does have a tendency to go down on its own for whatever reason whenever we are relaxed or when we are sleeping. And so if you are in a situation and you are feeling, you know, highly anxious, upset, if you feel like that's coming from the outside, or even if you don't, just mentally say the words shields up, and that shield will be up protecting you immediately. If you notice a diminishment in those feelings and sensations, then you can discern that they were coming from the outside of you, and you can just be more comfortable. If they don't diminish, then it is likely some sort of an internal source, and then you need to, you know, start asking yourself some questions and figuring yourself out. I personally have on my lock screen on my cell phone written the words shields up and grounded to every time I unlock my cell phone, make that shielding and grounding process as automatic and frequent as I possibly can, because goodness knows I'm extra sensitive. And I like to make things as easy and automatic as possible, because there's enough hard stuff in life.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Lena. Can I call you sometime for a couple minutes on your site?
You are welcome to, you know, send me a text or a call. I will do my best to answer, but when I'm on
okay,
in a session
I know
with
you're
somebody
busy.
Else, I
know
I
you're busy.
But yes,
I
would be very happy to talk with you, yes.
Mandy can tell you who I am. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay,
you're
thank
very
you
welcome.
For calling
thank
in.
Thank you for
blessing.
Calling in, and I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day.
Okay, Elena, that was our last caller. So do you want to leave your contact information so people can get a hold of you?
Okay, well, anyone who would like to get a hold of me, you are welcome to visit my website, phoenixhealingcreations.com. That's phoenixhealingcreations.com. Or you're welcome to connect with me on Facebook, facebook.me, so fb.me/Phoenix Healing GC, and that'll take you straight to my Facebook page, or you can look me up on Facebook. I'm friends with Amanda on Facebook, so you could find me there as well. You are also welcome to call or text me at 217-308-2191. Text messages are going to be an easier way to get a hold of me. I'm frequently on the phone when I'm doing my work. My sessions usually run anywhere from 1 to 2 hours, so when I'm working, I am not answering the phone. However, text messages do come through. I'm able to answer those a lot more quickly and easily in between appointments, so you'll hear back from me quicker if you text me. And that number, again, is 217-308-2191. You are also welcome to email me, healing@yahoo.com. That's phoenix.healing@yahoo.com. So I try and make it easy to get in touch with me. My schedule does have a tendency to fill up, but I will get back in touch with you at the earliest possible convenience if you do happen to reach out to me. I am doing a little bit of a special on my services right now. I don't usually do discounts on my services, but I just had a little bit of an extended time off, and so as a thank you to everybody who has been waiting patiently to get back on my schedule, I decided to do a bit of a discount. I'm doing 11% off of all of my services right now with code LUCKY1111. So that's capital LUCKY 1111. And you can use that code at phoenixhealingcreations.com to get 11% off of anything in my services category. So please feel free to take advantage of that nice little discount on my healing services. I do emotion code, body code work, either distance, no contact. So that's wonderful when people don't have time to just sit and be on the phone with me for 1 or 2 hours if you need that healing work. But you don't have a lot of time in your schedule, it's perfect. I still do guarantee that what I find will be relevant or your money back. And those no-contact sessions are a little bit discounted compared to the ones where we're on the phone. So I also do a lot of my work on the phone or over Zoom. And basically, I just will talk you through the entirety of the session, give you definitions, give you what associated symptoms are for all of the stuff that comes up. I also like to muscle test severity of the issues that we're working on before and after the session, because that gives us an idea of kind of where we're starting, how many layers there might be, how much progress that we've made in the course of the session. I also like to ask at the end of the session if there's any kind of additional support that you might need. This could be energetically, this could be physically, like to shield people, things like that. And then I also like to ask if your body would like more work on the particular issues that we are working on, and then how long you need to process before we could do another session of, you know, the magnitude that we just accomplished. I do property clearings. I do clearings of hauntings and entity attachments. I do activations of your universal calibration lattice to support you creating the life that you desire. And that for me is that's the EMF balancing technique work that I learned from Peggy Phoenix DeBrow. She's been doing this work for over 30 years. Our universal calibration lattice is our toroid of consciousness. And this is basically our energetic physiology, to give kind of like a description of it. So you know how like your body, you've got, you know, your organs and your tissues and all of that stuff, all of the different pieces and parts that make up you. Well, the universal calibration lattice is the singular structure that actually incorporates all of the various different energy structures that we are made of. That's our aura, that's our chakras, that's our minor chakras, that's our Merkaba, that's our magnetic field, that's our spirit body, that's you know, all of those things, they're actually all valid, our meridians and such. And they're all pieces and parts of this singular energetic structure called our universal calibration lattice. And so I've got a couple of activation certifications under my belt, and the first one is for our conscious commitment activation. And so the conscious commitment activation is really cool because it basically helps to activate your own energetic structure in order to support and create the goals that you choose for yourself. You get to calibrate your energetic structure. You get to choose certain attributes of mastery that you get to practice as your superpowers to support you in your goal achievement. And I've done several of these for myself already, as well as leading other people through the process. And for myself, this has been transformative work, transformative. So, you know, for my first conscious commitment activation that I did as I was being trained, I chose to manifest perfect physical health. So, you know, just a small one, especially given the fact that doctors diagnosed me with lupus, scleroderma, and fibromyalgia, told me that I was going to be permanently disabled by 40 and dead by 50 with their best help. So, you know, I picked a little one. Anyway, one of my greatest challenges in my health has always been lack of physical movement. I'm not an exerciser. I don't like sports. I've just not been a big mover like my whole life. I've tried. Believe me, I've tried. Like, I mean, I could show you the pile of exercise equipment that I got gathering dust in my house. Like, it's not even funny. I have tried.
Mm-hmm.
However, when I did this conscious commitment activation for myself in February, literally since February, I have exercised 95% of every single day since then. And I haven't had to, like, beat myself up about it or kick my own butt to get myself to do it or put it on my schedule or anything like that. I'm just at the point where it's like I feel better if I get that movement in. And for me, that's a gigantic change in my life that I cannot attribute to anything else. And I've also experienced some really significant positive gains in my health status since being able to incorporate that exercise into my life in a way that didn't feel like, oh, my God, now I have to get up off the couch and go do this. Like, ugh, I don't even want to exercise. It's, like, so much easier to not. Like, look at me right now. I'm not exercising, and I didn't even try. Like, you know, I mean, I had all kinds of excuses. But, you know, it has made a tremendous positive difference in my life to do those conscious commitment activations. I also have the How Psychic Are You reading. So if you want to learn more about yourself and your own abilities, where your sensitivities are, that can help you understand a little bit more about the kind of ways that you have experienced life that might not have made a lot of sense to you, that can help you understand a little bit more about what's happening to your body as all of these big energies on this planet are ramping up. I think that knowing ourselves at this point in time is knowing ourselves and healing ourselves are two of the biggest missions that we all have on the planet right now. Like, because there's a very, very short list of things that we can control. I'm going to give it to you right now. One, our thoughts. Two, our actions. End of list. Okay? There are a lot of people that want to put our emotions on that list too, but that's not been my experience. My emotions seem to happen whether or not I have anything to say about it. I mean, I can influence my emotions by the thoughts that I choose to think about those emotions. I can influence my emotions by the physical activities that I choose to engage in regarding those emotions. But whether or not they're there, yeah, it doesn't seem to be any choice to me. they're going to happen until they get the attention that they need. And so it's really important for us to concentrate where our power is, which is ourselves. Which is, what are we thinking? What are we doing? Are we honoring ourselves? Are we addressing our own traumas? Are we examining our beliefs
to decide whether or not those are actually serving us at this point in time. Are we reacting to things unconsciously? Do we still have these triggers that are, you know, cropping up in our lives and just causing us to feel ashamed of the way that we acted because, like, we just had this big feeling that overwhelmed us and we went to that reactive place rather than to the responding place? You know, what are those places inside of ourselves that we are still denying or hiding from? Are we doing that spiritual bypassing thing where it's like, oh, no, only high vibes are allowed here, and thus we're abandoning and dishonoring ourselves by not honoring the true and full breadth and width and depth of our experience? You know, our emotions exist for a reason, especially our negative emotions. And there's this very toxic sort of viewpoint in a lot of the spiritual community that I've noticed that it's like, mm-hmm. oh, well, if you're having a bad emotion, well, then you better stop that right away or you're going to manifest that. Or, you know, oh, well, you're dragging your vibration down and you're not going to ascend if you struggle with depression or if you feel angry at something. Like, oh, no, let's just be, you know, happy and grateful, and those are the only things that are allowed in our experience if we're going to be high vibe. Well, but that's not the human experience, though. The human experience is all of it. And even those negative emotions, like one of the things, because I was just at this Cryon conference recently, and I got to listen to Matt Kahn, MattKahn, and he has a wonderful
I've listened
YouTube
to him.
Channel
He's
that
very
I would
good.
Really
mm-hmm.
recommend. Oh, yeah. And he says that that's actually, you know, a highly toxic viewpoint that we can only ever feel good things and that we're trying to shove all of our bad feelings, you know, quote unquote bad feelings into the box and whatever. Well, those feelings are just going to be like little children. And if they're not getting the attention that they need, they're going to act up in order to get the attention that they need. And they're going to keep coming back and they're going to act up more and more and more until they get the attention that they need. And so he says that those are not low vibration emotions. Those are slow vibration emotions. Those are encouraging us to slow down, to tune in, to examine what's going on, to figure out what is it that we are out of alignment, mind, body, heart, or soul, that is causing those emotions to happen. Do we need to make an adjustment? Do we need to just apply more self-love, self-understanding, self-honoring to those things instead of just trying to, you know, be like, oh, no, anger, you're bad. I'm just going to shove you in the box and pretend that you never existed because I'm just a happy person. It doesn't work like that. Like, our emotions are kind of our spiritual guidance system. And when we are experiencing something that we would consider, quote unquote, a negative or a quote unquote bad emotion, you know, this is simply to let us know that we are out of alignment somewhere, mind, body, heart, and or soul. And if we want to address those emotions, we need to honor the messages that they're telling us. And sometimes the messages, that's not okay. Sometimes messages, I am being dishonored here. Sometimes that message is, I do need to clean up my act and make different choices. Sometimes that message is, you know what, that person doesn't belong in my life. They're not treating me well. They're not honoring me. You know, I need to make a change. So we need to integrate our emotions, all of them. Not just try and be like, oh, I'm just going to only try and exist in this happy, positive part of the spectrum, because that's not the full human experience. You know, the full human experience includes all of it. And, you know, conversely, we absolutely do not want to sit there and wallow and be hurt by and spend too much time in these quote unquote negative or bad emotions, because they can. We can spiral, and it can, by spending too much time in those, you know, cause serious negative impacts in our life. I believe that what it needs is balance. I believe that what it needs is balance, that we can't hold on to one side or the other, that we need to integrate and honor both, just like we need to integrate and honor every single part of ourselves, including the one that wants to punch that guy in the face for being a big fat jerk, because that's an honest feeling. You know what? That's a feeling saying, hey, that guy totally just dishonored me in some way. You know, or it could be something past life comes up. Who knows?
you know, every situation is so different. But, you know, if you want to sit there and be like, okay, well, this person is treating me absolutely horribly and dishonorably, but I'm just going to be happy and ecstatic and grateful. And, you know, I mean, that's kind of gaslighting ourselves. That's putting up with things that actually don't honor us. You know, and we need to practice those boundaries so that we can create the kind of lives that we deserve. And we need to keep everything in perspective. You know, life is a roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
There's ups, there's downs. You know, we can't just be up all the time.
As long as
we're on this planet, there's going to be more stuff to work on. You know, this is Earth's a school for our spirit, you know, and our spirit wants to experience all of it. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here.
That's right. Well, I'm really grateful that you took that trip. You had so many things happen. You've been educated, and you have some wonderful information for everybody. And I want to thank you for taking the time to be on the show today.
Well, I thank you so much for choosing to have me on here. I would love again, and I truly hope that this has been helpful and inspirational to everyone who has listened. I hope that, you know, you've got some nuggets that you could take home and apply to your life to help make it better and help make this wonderful period of transition easier for you. That's my goal. I am sending so much loving support to everyone out there because we are all going through it. And this right now, you know, unless you're kind of one of those go with the flow kind of people, and I know that they exist. I am not one. I'm a planner. I like to control. I like to aim for perfection. So, you know, those of us that trend more towards that side of the spectrum, it's going to be a little harder for us because we really are being encouraged to let go of control, to trust, to relax, to follow our intuition, to follow synchronicity, and that good things are, in fact, on the way. We are creating a better, more beautiful planet, peace on Earth. And I know this. I know this for a fact because we are on the team that is creating it, and it is inevitable. It is inevitable.
That's
We've already won. It's just a matter of getting there.
Yes, it is. Thank you so much, Elena. It's been wonderful. I appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate you, too. And I hope you and everyone else listening out there has a beautiful, beautiful rest of your day.
Absolutely. Everybody have a great day, and thanks for tuning in. Thank you again, Elena. Blessings to you, too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Blessings.